Rescuers have rushed to surround a series of destroyed train carriages near Balasore in India's eastern state of Odisha. It's the site of a collision involving multiple trains, India's deadliest such accident since 1995, almost three decades ago. The Howrah Superfast Express, which runs from Bangalore to Howrah, is now entangled with the Coromandel Express, which was travelling from Kolkata to Chennai, with hundreds of bodies laid out on the tracks by rescue teams. Those who survived have relived the horror of the accident.
10 to 15 people fell on me when the accident happened, and everything was haywire. I was at the bottom of the pile. I hurt my hand and also the back of my neck.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has convened a meeting to review the situation. He said in a tweet that he's distressed by the accident and that rescue operations are still underway, with all possible assistance being given to those affected. Odisha's Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik has declared a day of state mourning as a mark of respect to the victims. The Chief Minister says as well as honouring the dead, their top priority is tending to the wounded.
We are naturally concerned about looking after the bodies and removing all the living to the hospitals. That is our first concern.
The accident has inspired hundreds of people to offer their own form of assistance. Long lines have formed at donation centres, with this resident, one of many throughout Odisha, keen to give blood to help the survivors now being treated at hospitals around the district.
So many people have died and been injured in the train accident, and there is a big need for blood in these kinds of emergencies. So that is why I am donating blood today.
India's rail network is one of the largest in the world. The government says it has been working to improve India's rail safety, but several hundred accidents still occur each year. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has visited the Odisha crash site to announce there will be an investigation into this collision.
A high-level committee be already declared.
A high-level committee meeting has been announced to hold an inquiry into this whole incident. The Rail Safety Commissioner will also do an inquiry, and they will go and find the root cause of this accident. Why did this happen? All the technical details will be found out by them.
While rescue and recovery efforts continue, the tragedy is reverberating across the whole of India, where more than 12 million people catch trains every day. Officials say they expect the death toll to rise, with the number of people killed already approaching 300. Sam Dover, SBS News.